many people remember you probably from CNN, where you were an award-winning correspondent and an anchor as well. And now you're writing novels. Was it hard to make the transition, first of all, to writing books?
You know, it really wasn't, because I wrote this book while I was at CNN at night to relax. You know how it is. You're in
Yes.
gear and you can't slow down. So I sort of put myself in a sort of luxurious fantasy world for about an hour every day just to kind of unwind. And that turned into a novel.
Tell me about the stolen chalices premise. What's the story?
Ancient Egyptian objects, and they're stolen. One of these is a beautiful Egyptian cup that's been made into a medieval chalice. It's based on a real artifact in the National Gallery in Washington called the Chalice of Abbot Suger Saint-Denis. I saw it, fell in love with it, and wrote the book around this chalice. And my protagonist, John Sinclair, the archaeologist, and Cordelia Stapleton, the oceanographer, are on this big art chase around the world to find these stolen objects. They stumble across a terrorist plot, a weapon of mass destruction that's going to weaponize bubonic plague.
You couldn't resist, could you?
It was great. It's a romantic thriller, but it's a thriller.
Obviously, you're focusing on the story and getting facts right in the story. Did you have in mind who your reader was going to be and where they would be reading this? Did you?
Yes. Okay. So I wrote very short chapters with the intention that people were commuting or busy with their children. So every time you put the book down, you're not stopping in the middle of action. And this book will take you away to a glamorous fantasy world. And that's my reader.
Well, it sounds wonderful. Good luck with the book, and I'll be downloading it.
All right. Thank you.